Who was the most famous layman that ever lived? I mean, more people know about this person than anyone else. Who would it be? Shakespeare? Or would it be the great conquerors like Napoleon or Alexander the Great? How about Julius Caesar? Or might it be someone in the field of religion like Buddha or Muhammad? Would the most famous person today be in the field of government or science or entertainment or what? As we ponder the pages of history and current events as well, who would be the layman that mankind place in the all-time Hall of Fame? But let's forget about mankind for a moment. If God had an all-time Hall of Fame, who would He put in it? Who would God elect to place in His Hall of Fame if He had one? Well, you know what? He has one. And in it, we meet an amazing array of the great heroes of the faith down through the centuries. It's in the book of Hebrews, in the New Testament, in the 11th chapter. So let's see who we meet. The first two are Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam and Eve. Next is Enoch, the first man to walk in the presence of God without facing death. Next is Noah, the man who, when he heard the warning of God, was moved with fear and built an ark. The next man we meet is Abraham. He is remembered for his obedience to God. And then down the corridor are listed the exploits of men like Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, and Moses, and Gideon, and Samson, and David, and so on. Obviously, we don't have time for the whole list, but of those we have listed, did you notice there is something that they all have in common? Faith. That's right. This is the faith chapter of the New Testament, so all these people were men of faith. But there's something else that is equally important. Did you happen to catch it? Yes, that's right. All of these men I listed from God's great eternal hall of fame were laymen. Now this teaches us an important lesson. God has always counted on the men and women in the street to co-labor with Him in accomplishing His great objectives on this earth. In this list we find men of great wealth like Abraham, men of great power like Joseph and David. We find sheep herders, a prime minister of a pagan land. We find military leaders, a king, and a boat builder, all laymen. Well, you say, that sure comes as a surprise. I thought that in God's Hall of Fame, there would be the clergymen, the religious leaders, the priests, the Levites, and so on. Well, yes, there is one priest listed, Samuel. But all the rest, and we didn't list them all, are laymen and laywomen. Now, I know that for some of you, that is a surprise. You thought that God's first team were all preachers, and the laymen were like the fans in the bleachers, cheering them on. Not so. On God's team, there is no first team and no second team. We are all a great witnessing brotherhood, clergy and laymen alike. And to help us see this great truth applies to both Old and New Testaments, remember this. When Jesus chose His apostles, He didn't go to the priests of Jerusalem, but to the tax collectors and the fishermen of Galilee. Yes, it's true. God wants to involve all of us in the great work He is doing in our world today, just like He involved the prophet and priest and layman alike in accomplishing His purposes in the ancient world. He wants to use your life and mine. Give your life to Him and let Him use it.